Chapter 8. Emergency Situations and Avoiding Crashes. Emergencies and Avoiding Crashes. All drivers eventually will find themselves in an emergency. As careful as you are, there are situations that could cause a problem. If you are prepared, you may be able to prevent any serious outcomes. All drivers have the responsibility to prevent crashes. There are three options to avoid a crash or to reduce its impact. These options are braking, steering, or accelerating. Braking. The first reaction for most drivers to avoid a crash is to stop the vehicle. Most new vehicles are equipped with ABS, anti-lock braking system. The ABS will allow you to stop the vehicle without skidding and keep steering control. Be sure to read the vehicle owner's manual on how to use the ABS. The general guidelines for using ABS are: press on the brake pedal as hard as you can and keep applying pressure. ABS will work only if you keep the pressure on the brake pedal. You may feel the pedal vibrate, and you may hear a clicking noise. This is normal. You can still steer the vehicle. If the vehicle is not equipped with ABS, refer to the vehicle owner's manual for proper braking procedure. Steering. You may be able to avoid a crash by quickly steering around a problem. This is sometimes referred to as swerving. To quickly steer around a problem, make sure to have a good grip with both hands on the steering wheel. Steer in the direction you want to go, but try to avoid other traffic. When you have cleared the problem, steer in the opposite direction to straighten out the vehicle, gain control, and start slowing. Accelerating. It may be necessary to accelerate to avoid a crash. This may happen when another vehicle is about to hit you from behind or on the side. Dealing with skids. Skids are caused when you are traveling too fast for conditions, when you stop too suddenly, or when the tires can no longer grip the roadway. When you begin to skid, you have little control of the vehicle. If the vehicle begins to skid, release pressure from the brake or accelerator. Look where you want to go. Uneven surface drop-offs. Uneven surface drop-offs can cause serious crashes if you react improperly. Avoid panic steering, in which you try to return to the pavement as soon as the wheels leave the pavement. If the vehicle leaves the paved road surface, slow down gradually, when safe to do so, and turn back onto the pavement. Vehicle malfunctions. There is always a chance of a vehicle problem while driving. You should follow the recommended maintenance schedule listed in the vehicle owner's manual. Following these preventive measures greatly reduces the chance that the vehicle will have a problem. Brake failure. It is important to check warning lights to be sure the vehicle works correctly. A brake warning light will tell you the brakes are not working properly. Do not drive if you see this warning light, however, if the brakes stop working while driving. Use the parking brake. Pull on the parking brake handle in the center console or push the parking brake foot pedal slowly so you will not lock the rear wheels and cause a skid. Be ready to release the brake if the vehicle does start to skid. If that does not work, turn off the engine and look for a safe place to slow to a stop. Make sure the vehicle is off the roadway. Do not continue to drive the vehicle without working brakes. Tire blowout. Tire blowout is a rapid deflation of air from the tire. If a front tire blows out, the vehicle will pull sharply in the direction of the blowout. If a rear tire blows out, the vehicle will wobble, shake, and pull some in the direction of the blowout. If a tire blows out or suddenly goes flat, grip the steering wheel firmly and keep the vehicle going straight. Slow down gradually. Take your foot off the accelerator pedal. Do not brake. Allow the vehicle to slow by itself or brake gently if necessary. Do not stop on the road if possible. Pull off the road in a safe place and turn on emergency flashers. Have the tire changed and replaced. Power failure. If the engine shuts off while you are driving, keep a strong grip on the steering wheel. Be aware that the steering wheel may be difficult to turn, but you can still turn it. Look for an escape path. Do not brake hard. Instead, brake with steady pressure on the pedal to slow down, and then pull off the roadway. Stop and try to restart the engine. If unsuccessful, Raise the hood and turn on the emergency flashers. Call for help. Stuck accelerator. If the vehicle is accelerating out of control, turn off the engine. Shift to neutral and search for an escape path. Steer smoothly, brake gently, and pull off the roadway. Have the pedal repaired at a service center before driving again. Vehicle breakdown. If the vehicle breaks down on the highway, make sure that other roadway users can see the disabled vehicle. All too often, crashes occur because a driver did not see a disabled vehicle until it was too late to stop. If available, use a cell phone or other device to notify authorities that the vehicle or another vehicle has broken down. Many roadways have signs indicating the telephone number to call in an emergency. If you are having vehicle trouble and must stop, get the vehicle off the road and away from traffic. Turn on the emergency flashers to show the vehicle is disabled. Try to warn other roadway users that the vehicle is there. Place emergency flares about 200 to 300 feet behind the vehicle, giving other drivers some time to change lanes if necessary. Headlight failure. If the headlights suddenly go out, try the headlight switch a few times. If that does not work, put on the emergency flashers, turn signals, or fog lights if possible. Pull off the road as soon as possible. Crashes. Do not stop at an accident unless you are involved or if emergency help has not yet arrived. Keep your attention on driving and keep moving, watching for people who might be in or near the road. Never drive to the scene of an accident, fire, or other disaster just to look. You may block the way for police, firefighters, ambulances, tow trucks, and other rescue vehicles. No matter how good of a driver you are, there may be a time when you are involved in a crash. If you are involved in an accident, you must stop. If you are involved in an accident with a parked vehicle, you must try to locate the owner. If any person is injured or killed, the police must be notified. It is a crime for you to leave a crash site where your vehicle was involved if there is an injury or death before police have talked to you and gotten all the information they need about the crash. You may want to carry a basic vehicle emergency kit. These kits have emergency flares, first aid supplies, and basic tools. Protect yourself in collisions. You may not always be able to avoid a collision. Try everything you can to keep from getting hit. If nothing works, try to lessen any injuries that could result from the crash. The most important thing you can do is to use the lap and shoulder belts. Besides the seat belts, there are a couple of other things that could help prevent more serious injuries. Hit from the rear. If the vehicle is hit from the rear, your body will be thrown backwards. Press yourself against the back of the seat and put your head against the head restraint. Be ready to apply the brakes so that you will not be pushed into another vehicle. Hit from the side. If the vehicle is hit from the side, your body will be thrown towards the side that is hit. Front airbags will not help in this situation. The lap and shoulder belts are needed to help keep you behind the wheel. Get ready to steer or brake to prevent the vehicle from hitting something else. Hit from the front. If the vehicle is about to be hit from the front, it is important to try and have a glancing blow rather than being struck head-on. This means that if a collision is going to happen, try to turn the vehicle. At worst, you hit with a glancing blow. You might miss it. If the vehicle has an airbag, it will inflate. It also will deflate following the crash, so be ready to prevent the vehicle from hitting something else. You must use the lap and shoulder belts to keep you behind the wheel and to protect you if the vehicle has a second crash. At the accident scene. Stop the vehicle at or near the accident site. If the vehicle can move, get it off the road so that it does not block traffic or cause another crash. Do not stand or walk in traffic lanes. You could be struck by another vehicle. Turn off the ignition of wrecked vehicles. Do not smoke around wrecked vehicles. Fuel could have spilled, and fire is a real danger. If there are power lines down with wires in or on the road, do not go near them. Make sure that other traffic will not be involved in the crash. Use flares or other warning devices to alert traffic of the accident. If someone is injured, get help. Make sure the police and emergency medical or rescue squad have been called. If there is a fire, tell this to the police when they are called. Do not move the injured unless they are in a burning vehicle or in other immediate danger of being hit by another vehicle. Moving a person can make their injuries worse. First, help anyone who is not already walking and talking. Check for breathing, then check for bleeding. If there is bleeding, apply pressure directly on the wound with your hand or with a cloth. Even severe bleeding can almost always be stopped or slowed by putting pressure on the wound. Do not give injured persons anything to drink, not even water. To help prevent an injured person from going into shock, cover them with a blanket or coat to keep them warm. Report the accident. Get the names and addresses of all people involved in the accident, and any witnesses, including injured persons. Exchange information with other drivers involved in the crash. Name, address, driver license number, vehicle information, license plate, make, model, and year of vehicle, and insurance company and policy number if available. Record any damage to the vehicles involved in the crash. Provide information to the police or other emergency officials if requested. Should the accident involve a parked vehicle, try to find the owner. If you cannot, leave a note in a place where it can be seen with information on how the owner can reach you and the date and time of the accident. You must contact the police if there is an injury or a death. The law requires you to give the police information on the accident at the time of the accident. Notify your own insurance company as soon as possible. If you are injured and unable to complete the report, someone may file it for you. Damaging unattended vehicles. If you damage an unattended vehicle or other property and you cannot locate the owner, contact the nearest law enforcement agency and leave the following information on a piece of paper where the owner can find it. Your name, address, and phone number. Driver license number. License plate number. Date and time of accident. Damage to the vehicle. You should wait for law enforcement to arrive at the scene. It is against the law to leave the scene of an accident. Injury and fatal accidents. There are the top 10 violations ranked in order that were the cause of injury accidents and fatality accidents in South Dakota. 1. Careless driving. 2. Following too closely. 3. Driving under the influence. 4. Failure to stop at sign or signal. 5. Improper turn. 6. Disobey traffic control device. 7. Overdriving the road conditions. 8. Reckless driving. 9. Emerging from alley. 10. Failure to report an accident.